Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
When we talk about interest rates, we often talk about them in the context of equities. A lot of times, really high-flying tech companies. And we've seen the way that those high-flying, you know, growth names have been getting beat up over the last few months, as we have learned and really seen that the Fed will be raising interest rates in a rising in an inflationary environment. But what does it mean for small businesses? What does it mean for banks? Well, fortunately, we're joined by Frank Sorrentino, the CEO at Connect One Bank. It's a bank that is traded on the NASDAQ. It's got about 24 branches across New Jersey. Frank, how are you?
Great to be back, Tim.
Hey, great to have you with us. Hey, I wanted to just get your thoughts on, you know, not thinking about this from a macro perspective, really thinking about it from a micro perspective and thinking about your customers. What does a rising interest rate environment mean for the people who go to Connect One Bank, who use Connect One Bank?
You know, we talk about this almost daily. I'm having this sort of conversation with clients practically every single day. You know, I think the consensus, or at least the advice that I'm giving to most of our clients here at Connect One Bank, is that, you know, the first couple of raises here by the Fed are going to be inconsequential. We are at a historic low relative to interest rates. If I would have told you 20 years ago that we would, you know, that you'd have to live with 4 or 5% interest rates, you would have been jumping for joy. Yet here we are in a zero interest rate environment with an economy that's growing, you know, mid to high single digits. So I tell people not to panic so much about certainly the first 100 or even 200 basis points of increases. The Fed's talking about a 25 basis point move tomorrow, and, you know, the expectation will be that there'll be 25 basis point moves for the rest of the year at each of the Fed moves. So that'll get us up 150 basis points or so. That is still historically a very low place for us to be with an economy that's growing the way it is today. And so I still think it portends a very robust economy generally, but also for our specific client set. You know, we do a lot of construction, we do a lot of real estate, we do a lot of small businesses in and around the New York metro market. And so I believe that first set of moves are really not going to be that consequential.
So do you think that it will not have the effect of tamping down inflation, because we know that the Fed has a dual mandate, stable prices and maximum employment? Prices are not stable, with CPI at 7.9%, but sub 4% is where we're seeing the unemployment rate. So unemployment by many measures has reached maximum employment. So does that mean that it's going to take a while? If these are inconsequential to your customers, these interest rate increases, will it take a while for inflation to be tamped down?
Look, I think the Fed is a little bit behind the eight ball here relative to the timing of these interest rate increases. And I'm not blaming the Fed in any way, because there have been a lot of macro events that have been going on that they've been monitoring. And I know they're data dependent. But certainly, if interest rates rise 25 basis points, 50 basis points, 75 basis points, it's really not going to make a difference in most small businesses. That equates to incredibly low interest rates still. I mean, think about your home mortgage. You know, there are mortgage rates out there in the twos and low threes. If they go to the high threes or low fours, I mean, that is not going to tamp down the economy. I think we're going to need to see quite a bit more, or in tandem, I think we're going to need to see some of the liquidity that's in the marketplace be dried up. And to me, that's a more important issue.
Well, let's talk about it, because that's something that we've been talking about on the program for the last few hours. I mean, when does quantitative tightening come into play, where we actually see the Fed balance sheet shrink? Why do you see that as the more important piece here?
Because there's a lot of liquidity sloshing around in the economy right now, and there's a lot of stimulus. And that's really what's driving a big part of the inflation that we're seeing in the economy. It's just, it's a natural state of a lot of liquidity chasing not enough goods. And so I think the Fed dialing back on that liquidity, I mean, the Fed's balance sheet today is over $9 trillion. Mm. It doubled over the last 24 months or so. And so to me, that is way more dramatic than 100 basis points move in the interest rate curve.
And I mean, at $9 trillion, I mean, realistically, how much do you see that balance sheet actually shrinking by?
Well, I don't know that it's necessarily the quantity that it shrinks by, because I don't think they can shrink it all that fast. Mm. But I think it's the jawboning around the fact that liquidity is going to start to dry up. You will see sources of liquidity that will no longer be available for people. Credit will be a little bit harder to come by. I think it will create situations where businesses will have to make decisions differently than they make today. I mean, just look at most banks in the economy today have record low credit losses. And I think that's directly tied to the fact that there's, you know, just an unlimited amount of liquidity in the economy today.
Frank, we only have 30 seconds left with you, but what can you say about residential mortgages? We talk so much about rising real estate prices around the country. Will those slow down a little bit?
I think they will. I think we, for a lot of reasons. I think you know, the prices of housing has gone up, certainly in the market where Connect One serves. I think that, in combination with interest rates going up a bit, the combination of both of those things will slow down the market a little bit. I still think it'll be a robust market as we get to the end of the year.
All right. Frank Sorrentino, CEO at Connect One Bank, joining us on the phone from New York City. Connect One Bank has branches throughout the state of New Jersey. You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week. Tim Stenebeck and Katie Greifeld. This is Bloomberg Radio.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.